All right, so get ready, folks, because today we are diving headfirst into a topic that's absolutely exploding right now, AI.
Which, like it or not, is everywhere you look these days.
It really is. And you know, we get it. It can seem really overwhelming sometimes. But you've asked us to unpack this chapter from Autonomous AI Agents, a beginner's guide for tech leaders.
And break down what's actually important.
Exactly. To help you sound like a total rock star, we're going deep on autonomous AI agents.
You know, the cool thing about this chapter is you don't have to be a coder to get it.
Right.
It really lays things out in a way that anyone can grasp, even if you've never even looked at a line of code.
Exactly. And we're not just talking about robots taking over the world here.
No, no, no.
This is about AI that can learn and adapt and make choices, all without someone.
Without a human.
Without us humans having to micromanage every little thing.
It's a big leap. Imagine AI going from simple stuff like, you know, suggesting spelling corrections to actually managing big projects and making real decisions.
Okay, so no more Clippy popping up with, it looks like you're writing a letter.
Exactly. These agents are all about action, not just reaction. They learn something and then they actually use it to get things done.
So give me an example. How are they different than just like a regular program?
Think about a self-driving car.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just reacting to what's right in front of it. It's looking at the whole route. It's anticipating traffic. It's making decisions based on getting you from point A to point B.
So it's like the difference between a taxi driver who's just following a GPS and one who knows all the back roads and shortcuts and can adjust on the fly if something changes. That is a game changer. But what are the core things that make this level of smart even possible?
The chapter breaks it down into three big things.
Okay, lay it on me.
So you've got AI itself, the big idea of machines being intelligent. Then there's machine learning, basically teaching machines to learn from information. And then there's natural language processing, which is all about teaching machines to understand and communicate using our language.
Our language, human language.
Yes, exactly.
So it's like giving AI a crash course in how to think and learn and talk like we do.
Yeah.
But we're talking about all of this happening autonomously. What does that actually mean when we're talking about AI?
Autonomy here means these AI agents work on their own without humans constantly having to step in.
So they can think for themselves.
In a way, yes. Think about those warehouse robots we hear about. They can move around, pick and pack orders, even figure out the best routes, all without someone telling them what to do at every second.
No kidding. So it's like you give the AI a set of instructions and then you just let it go, figure out the best way to do its job.
Pretty much.
That is wild. So there are different types of these autonomous agents, right? It's not like a one-size-fits-all situation.
You got it. The chapter goes into three main types. Reactive agents, deliberative agents, and then hybrid agents. Each one has its own pros and cons depending on what you need it to do.
All right, so break those down for me. What's a reactive agent all about?
Imagine like a spider sensing something in its web that's reactive. It's responding instantly to what's happening around it without thinking about the past.
Got it. So it's all about those like gut reactions.
Yeah.
Simple but effective.
Yeah. And in AI, a spam filter is a good example. It sees certain words and boom, it's like spam. Without overthinking it.
Okay, so it's all about those immediate reactions. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Then what about those deliberative agents? What makes them different?
Those are more strategic, more thoughtful. They're the chess players of the AI world, planning out moves, considering outcomes.
So they're not just reacting to what's happening right now. They're thinking ahead.
Yes, exactly. They're thinking a few steps ahead, like if I do this, then this might happen, so maybe I should do this instead. They're analyzing information, weighing options, making decisions.
Okay, so they have a long-term plan. And then you said there are hybrid agents too, right? What are those all about?
Hybrids are like the best of both worlds. They're combining that quick thinking of a reactive agent with the planning and strategizing of the deliberative agent.
So they're like the ultimate multitaskers.
Exactly. They can react to what's happening right now and keep their eye on the big picture at the same time.
So give me an example of that. How would that work in the real world?
Think about a self-driving car again. It needs to be able to react instantly to avoid an obstacle, but it also needs to be able to plan its route and anticipate traffic patterns. That's a hybrid agent in action.
Wow. It's amazing to see how far AI has come from those basic algorithms to these, like, super brainy hybrid agents.
It really is incredible.
It is. But it's not all just happening in some lab somewhere, right? Where are we seeing these autonomous AI agents actually making a difference in the real world?
Well, you're actually interacting with one type of autonomous AI agent pretty much every day.
Really? What, like through my phone and stuff?
Exactly. Those virtual assistants like Siri or Alexa.
Yeah.
Those are AI agents.
But they've gotten so much better than they used to be.
Oh, absolutely.
I remember when they first came out, it was like, what's the weather? And that's about it.
Yeah, you used to only be able to do really basic stuff with them, set a timer, maybe get a weather report, but they've come a long way since then.
For sure.
Now they can book flights for you, manage your schedule, even like control your whole smart home, set the temperature, turn the lights on and off,
All just by talking to it.
all using AI and machine learning and natural language processing.
That's crazy. It really is like having a personal assistant at your beck and call 24/7.
Right there in your pocket.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the chapter mentioned that designing these agents for the real world, like for everyone to use, it's not easy. There are challenges.
Oh, yeah, there are definitely challenges.
Like what are some of the big ones?
One of the biggest ones is designing for scalability.
Scalability. What does that even mean?
So you might be able to build an agent that works perfectly in like a test environment.
Right.
But what happens when you have millions of people using it all at once, each with their own questions and requests and quirks?
I see. So it's got to be able to handle all that without slowing down or crashing or whatever.
Exactly. It's like if you built a car that drives perfectly on a test track,
Oh.
then you take it out into rush hour traffic in the real world. It's a whole different ball game.
That is a good analogy. So it's not enough for it to just work. It has to work at scale.
Right. And then on top of that, you've got the challenge of maintaining these systems. It's not just build it and forget it.
Right.
You got to keep them running smoothly. You got to fix bugs. You got to constantly be updating them as technology changes.
So it's like having a super fancy computer that needs software updates and stuff.
Exactly. It's a lot of work to keep these things running at peak performance.
I bet. And then what about the whole like user friendliness thing?
Oh, yeah, that's huge.
Because I feel like you could build the most powerful AI in the world, but if it's impossible to use, what good is it?
Totally. It has to be easy to use.
Right.
The chapter really stresses that user-centric design, making it intuitive, easy for people to interact with, that's key.
Because who wants to read a manual just to ask a simple question?
Exactly. And that's especially important when you're talking about these conversations.
Because you want it to feel natural.
Right? You don't want to feel like you're talking to a robot.
Exactly. Because like even with people, we pick up on those subtle cues,
Right.
like the pauses and the tone of voice.
It all adds up to that natural flow.
Exactly.
And to recreate that in AI, it's incredibly
I
complex.
bet it's more than just giving the right answer, it's how you deliver it too. And
Exactly.
that's where that whole state management thing comes in, right?
Yeah, state management is huge.
That one kind of threw me for a loop, I gotta be honest.
Think about it this way. When you're having a conversation with someone, you're remembering what was said before.
Right.
You're connecting the dots. You're building on what's already been discussed. State management is like giving AI agents that same ability.
It's like giving them a memory.
Exactly. So they can understand the context of the conversation and their responses actually make
So
sense.
it's the difference between an AI that feels like a helpful assistant who's been paying attention and one that just goes blank every time you mention something from earlier in the conversation.
Exactly. State management is crucial for making those conversations flow naturally, making us forget we're even talking to a machine.
You know, it's funny. We started off talking about these autonomous AI agents, and I was picturing like robots and factories and stuff.
Right.
But this is so much bigger than that.
It really is.
It's about how we experience AI every single day without even realizing it.
Absolutely. And this chapter, it doesn't just tell you what these agents are, it explains why they matter.
Why they matter to all of us?
To businesses, to, everyone, really.
Absolutely. So for everyone listening, let's do a quick recap of what we've learned today.
Okay, sounds good.
We dove headfirst into the world of autonomous AI agents. And these aren't like those basic chatbots from the early days of the internet.
Oh, no.
These are AI that can learn and adapt and make decisions all on their own.
Without us lifting a finger.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We talked about those key ingredients that make it all happen: AI, machine learning, and natural language processing.
The trifecta.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we broke down the different types of agents. You got your reactive agents making those split-second decisions. Then there are those deliberative agents, the masterminds, planning their next moves.
Always thinking ahead.
Exactly. And of course, the hybrids, who can do it all.
The best of both worlds.
The best of both worlds. We even talked about some of the challenges of building these agents.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Not at all. Making sure they can handle tons of data,
Oh, yeah.
keeping them updated, making them easy for people to use.
Because if you can't figure out how to use it.
It's useless.
Exactly.
But beyond all that, this chapter really got me thinking about the big picture. You know, if AI can do all these things that humans used to have to do, What does that mean for us?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It really is. What happens to all the jobs and stuff?
Well, the way I see it, it's not about replacing humans. It's about giving us a boost.
So it's not human versus machine. It's human plus machine.
Exactly. It's about teamwork. Think about it. These agents can look at huge amounts of data, spot things we might miss, make recommendations. That frees us up to focus on the things that humans are really good at.
Like being creative and coming up with new ideas.
Exactly. Things that machines just can't do.
Right.
It's like having a team of superpowered assistants working with us, helping us achieve more than we ever could on our own.
It's kind of exciting and a little bit scary all at the same time.
Oh, no. It's like mind-blowing.
It really is. So as we wrap up our deep dive today, here's a little something for you to think about.
All right.
We talked about how these AI agents can handle all kinds of things, from customer service to like optimizing warehouse logistics. But what if you could design an AI agent to solve a problem in your life? What would that be?
Ooh, that's a good one.
What problem would you throw at it?
Right. What would you automate?
Exactly. It's amazing to think about all the possibilities.
The possibilities are pretty much endless.
They really are.
Yeah.
And that's what makes this whole field so exciting. It's always changing, always pushing the limits. Who knows what incredible things we'll see in the next few years?
And who knows, maybe one of our listeners will be the one to invent that next big thing.
Wouldn't that be amazing? Well, that's a wrap for this deep dive into the world of autonomous AI agents. We hope you enjoyed it. Until next time, keep those questions coming and keep on exploring.